Ezekiel J. Kralin wrote under the subject Medi-Cal's Restored Dental Services Excludes Partial Dentures. He writes, also the state was sued over this. The California Association of Rural Health Clinics and a community health center in Kings County sued the California Department of Health Care Services and state officials over the cuts, alleging that the Medi-Cal changes conflicted with federal law. A court order reinstated the coverage October 2010. The state resumed payments for such services until May 2011, when it received CMS approval to eliminate coverage of benefits considered optional under Medi-Cal. Governor Brown is aware of this. This news, though, is difficult to discover and explains why I had such a hard time finding out anything. The Medi-Cal service is no help at all, and they are the ones who should have a news and info center online, at least, regarding these matters. What this means for me is I cannot get the important dental care I need. They just won't pull out any remaining good teeth along with the broken bad teeth. Those are the rules. So I'd be stuck with maybe two, maybe three good teeth and the rest all gum line. Because why? No partial dentures, even though full dentures are covered. If ever I needed a reason to never allow a doctor or dentist to get near me, this is it. This is how it's been most of my life, and obviously that's how it shall continue for the remainder. And it seems that the Obama administration had to approve Medi-Cal's elimination of all dental services, and they did, instead of doing the right thing. But let's blame everything on the Republicans anyway, hey? These Obama-Clinton adulators are as bad as the neocons. The curse of libertarianism has been plaguing both parties since Hillary's husband was president. And that was sent by Ezekiel Kralin. I have, I think, a story by him to read to you a little bit later. Speaking of which, here is a short piece by Ezekiel J. Kralin, and he has various websites, one of them being Zekeblog, zekeblog.wordpress.com. He is also the perpetrator of the Gay Bible, Gay-Bible. It's relatively famous. It's the restrooms, stupid. Yes, the title of this piece. Ezekiel J. Kralin writes, the no trannies in the John debacle is spreading across Europe now. This article's out of England. Lesbian teen kicked out of McDonald's for using wrong bathroom, failing to prove gender. Nonetheless, it inspired me to compose the following piece about the same thing going on in our nation. One woman's FB comment, FB, I think, in this case for Facebook, comment to a butch lesbian not being allowed to enter a woman's restroom. So what'll happen when a feminine-looking gay tries to enter a men's bathroom? To which I responded, what makes you think this sexist bigotry will limit itself to gay men and women? It's a two-pronged prejudice sweeping across America. Anti-female and anti-LGBT. Bathroom locales are now the official bashing stations for every macho hero to invade. San Francisco and other gay-friendly blue state cities will not be immune to this bigotry. This will, of course, spread out from the restrooms to every aspect of our society. Unless women dress and act ultra-feminine, they will become targets. And unless men dress and act ultra-masculine, they too will become targets. Male-sounding names like Sloan and Bobby will label a woman as suspect, and non-butch names like Eugene and Marvin will put some men on the danger list. These will number among the new commandments of the virtual Republic of Gilead, which will be these entire United States, whether blue or red. Men shall not wear glasses, carry a book or umbrella. They shall not wear bright colors or allow their hair to grow below the earlobe. Women shall not wear pants or shoes that are not high-heeled, nor shall they pursue any occupation that is clearly intended for the male of the species. Men shall only speak in a deep bass or baritone voice. Women shall only speak in a shrill soprano or mezzo-soprano voice. Any male who understands these musical terms shall be summarily executed. Men shall either appear in public with a female partner or accompanied by no one. Vice versa for the female. No one without an authentic birth certificate matching their gender shall be permitted to use a public or business restroom unless they revealed their genitals to a security guard or other designated employee or an officer of the law, and said genitals passed the grade. A fully matured gerbil shall be forced up the anus of each suspect. If the gerbil refuses to exit of its own free will, suspect shall be charged with homosexual urges and punished accordingly. The list goes on. Ad absurdum. I imagine there will be speakeasy lavatories that one can use for a steep fee. Citizens will be financially rewarded for reporting suspected abuse of a restroom, and there will be government-sanctioned animated billboards to encourage bashing, such as one that depicts a classically wimpy type dropping to his knees in an attempt to give some uber-macho dude a blowjob. The dude will, of course, spit on the faggot, who bears an eerie resemblance to Harvey Milk, and kick him into a bloody mess. The animation will repeat itself in an endless loop, caption in gaudy neon, "Do not fear the praying queer." Then we'll have another billboard for the fairer sex depicting a dykish-looking female, clipped hair, sneakers, Levi pants, suddenly being raped by that same uber-macho dude, and the caption will declare, "You wear the pants, not the Billy Nance." There will be flyers, postage stamps, decals, TV ads, airplane and blimp banners, and internet pop-ups of that nature, proliferating the national landscape, and of course TV series like the one I depicted in my tale Queer Reality TV. As increasing numbers of heterosexuals get sucked into this pogrom, there will rise a great resistance composed of women's rights and LGBT rights activists and their supporters. A little further down the line, African Americans will join in, the tables will turn, and once the dust settles, all restrooms will be unisex with locks on every door. Oh, why can't Americans make such cultural changes with ease as the Europeans do? No, we have to be super drama queens around every little issue and every little tissue.